Good evening and welcome to Jazz Unlimited. My name is Dennis Owsley, and I'm here every Sunday night with the finest in jazz. And tonight we've got a show in three parts. The first part is our Keys and Strings Hour, or the quieter side of jazz. And this will be compositions of Miles Davis. And the second part will be an interview with St. Louis trumpeter Keon Harold, who's making a name for himself in New York and is returning for a tribute to St. Louis trumpeters with the Jazz Edge Big Band this coming Friday night at the Two Hill. And then the third part of the Jazz Unlimited show tonight will be new music. And interestingly enough, a lot of this stuff sounds like contemporary classical music. So please stay tuned for Jazz Unlimited, following NPR News. I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the first hour of Jazz Unlimited tonight. This is our Keys and Strings Hour, or the quieter side of jazz. We will have compositions by Miles Davis played by pianists and others. And we will start with the first Milestones, recorded in 1947 by Miles Davis. And here it's played by Mulgrew Miller on piano, Ira Coleman on bass, and Marvin Smitty Smith on drums, recorded in 1985. Thank you. was the first tune that Miles Davis called Milestones. And it was recorded originally in 1947. This recording took place in 1985 with Mulgrew Miller on piano, Ira Coleman bass, and Marvin Smitty Smith on drums. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for joining me tonight on Jazz Unlimited. The first hour is our Keys and Strings Hour, the compositions of Miles Davis. We're going to be hearing pianists Mary Lou Williams, Lynn Arriale, Ray Bryant, and Benny Green, along with the Turtle Island String Quartet. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. Now we have a set of two. The first one is a tune called Serpent's Tooth, and that was recorded in 1953 by Miles with both Sonny Rollins and Charlie Parker. And this is done by Victor Feldman on vibes, with Scott LaFaro on bass and Stan Levy on drums in 1958. And I'm not sure anybody really knows the provenance of the tune called Buddo or Hallucinations, but both Bud Powell and Miles Davis claim it. And it's played by the Oscar Peterson Trio of Oscar on piano, Herb Ellis guitar, Ray Brown on bass in 1957. That was a set of two Miles Davis compositions here on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for joining me. The first one was Serpent's Tooth, played by Victor Feldman on vibes, Scott LaFaro bass, and Stan Levy on drums. And it was recorded in 1958. And then Butto, or Hallucinations, recorded live by the Oscar Peterson Trio of Oscar on piano, Herb Ellis guitar, and Ray Brown on bass in 1957. We've got the interview with Keon Harold coming up in the second hour, so please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. We have a station break now, and a couple of very famous Miles Davis compositions. The first one is All Blues, played by Mary Lou Williams on piano and Brian Torf on bass in 1975, live at the Cookery in New York. And then Seven Steps to Heaven by the Lynn Arielle Trio of Lynn on piano, Drew Gress on bass, and Steve Davis on drums in 1994.
Thank you.
We heard All Blues, played by Mary Lou Williams and Brian Torf. Williams is on piano, Torf is on bass, recorded in 1975 at the Cookery in New York. And then Seven Steps to Heaven by the Lynn Ariel Trio, with Lynn on piano, Drew Gress on bass, and Steve Davis on drums. And that's a 1994 recording. I'm Dennis Owsley, and you're listening to Jazz Unlimited. This first hour is our Keys and Strings Hour, the quieter side of jazz, and we're having music tonight composed by Miles Davis. We've got Ray Bryant and Ray Brown coming up, and in the second hour we will have our interview with Keon Harold and one new piece of music. A favorite of pianists seems to be a tune of his called Solar. And here it is with the Red Garland Quartet of Red on piano, Les Spann guitar, Sam Jones bass, and Frank Gant on drums in 1962. And then probably his signature tune, So What? And this time it is played by the Turtle Island String Quartet of David Balakrishnan and Evan Price on violin, Mads Tolling viola, and Mark Summer on cello in 2006. I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is the Keys and Strings Hour on Jazz Unlimited for the month of May. We heard Miles Davis' compositions Solar and So What. Solar was played by the Red Garland Quartet with Red on piano, Wes Spann guitar, Sam Jones bass, and Frank Gant drums in 1962. And then So What was played by the Turtle Island String Quartet of David Balakrishnan and Evan Price on violin, Mads Tolling on viola, and Mark Summer on cello, and that was recorded in 2006. We have our interview with Keon Harold coming up in the second hour, so please stay tuned. And now we have a station break and two more. Another well-known one that pianists like, Nardisse, played here by the Ray Bryant Trio of Ray on piano, Rufus Reed bass, and Freddie Waits on drums, recorded in 1987. And then Freddie Freeloader live at Scholar's Jazz Club, the Ray Brown Trio of Benny Green on piano, Ray Brown bass, and Gregory Hutchinson on drums. And that was recorded in 1996. Thank you. I'm Dennis Owsley, and that set of two concludes the Keys and Strings Hour tonight for May, compositions of Miles Davis. The first one was the Ray Bryant Trio doing Nardis, and Ray's on piano, Rufus Reed bass, and Freddie Waits on drums. And then the Ray Brown Trio with Benny Green on piano, Ray Brown on bass, and Greg Hutchinson on drums in 1996 did Freddie Freeloader. And that was live at Scullers Jazz Club. Please stay tuned for the second hour of Jazz Unlimited, which will mostly be our interview with Keon Harold, following the station break.